This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado County clerks from both parties are urging public officials to push back against misinformation about the state's voting system ahead of next year's election. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The letter from local election officials says it's clear that those pushing lies and mistrust about voting aren't going away and are in some cases better resourced and louder than ever. The letter says, quote, "These people are not heroes. They are dishonest actors, grifters, and bullies." It asks elected officials at all levels to speak up and defend elections as fair, accurate, and transparent. They also urge them to get more people involved in observing the process. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
More than 20 people are charged with stealing or carjacking vehicles and using them to rob marijuana dispensaries in Metro Denver. The people were part of two different organized crime groups that stole from more than 40 dispensaries over the last year, according to the Denver District Attorney's Office. The robberies amount to almost $800,000 in cash and property. Those arrested are also charged with kidnapping and the illegal possession of firearms. A new exhibit at the Sand Creek Massacre site on Colorado's Plains looks at the living cultures of the tribes attacked by U.S. troops in 1864. KRCC Shauna Lewis.
The deadliest day in state history is depicted in the exhibit. It's based on tribal accounts and oral histories from descendants of the survivors of the Sand Creek Massacre. The new History Colorado display at the National Historic Site adds to existing interpretations about the causes and consequences of the brutal assault on the Cheyenne and Arapaho people. Also, a partnership of state and local agencies has just released a new virtual tour featuring 360-degree images of the site and its history. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Coming up on Morning Edition, one reason it's hard for oil companies to convert to renewable energy. There's so much money in oil. This is CPR News.